You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. There's a question that seems to come up in our industry every so often. What makes a credit union a credit union? Is it the products, the technology, the charter, the membership, or is it something deeper? I think the answer has always been less about what credit unions do and more about how and why they do it. Because if the mission is improving people's financial lives and strengthening communities, there isn't just one right way to live that out. The segments in this week's episode are a reminder that purpose doesn't always look the way we expect it to. Sometimes it looks traditional, sometimes it looks innovative, and sometimes it looks like a heavy metal concert raising money for student scholarships. Welcome to this episode of the CU Insight Trendline.
I'm John Pettit, and these are my top three trending articles on CU Insight. And number three this week is an article titled, Are We Building Relationships or Managing Accounts? From Tadeos Consulting's Miriam Tadeos Woodward. Credit unions love to talk about relationships, but are we building them or just managing accounts? Miriam says people aren't looking for more products, they're looking for guidance to reach their goals. The credit unions that listen first and help members navigate their financial journey will be the ones that earn trust and stay relevant. Number two this week is credit unions, owners of economic sovereignty or resellers of financial authoritarianism, from DeLand's John Ungerland. Credit unions weren't created to be better banks. They were created to be an alternative to them. John says the shift to digital money and blockchain is forcing credit unions to choose between becoming resellers of big bank digital dollars or embracing open networks to preserve local control, cooperative values, and their original mission. So where does your credit union stand? Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
If you're looking for ways to invest in your own professional development or your teams, here are a few upcoming opportunities. First, on August 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern, Default Shield will present a free webinar titled The Forgotten Member. This session explores why traditional credit models leave so many thin file and credit challenged consumers behind, and shares practical strategies credit unions can use to safely serve the underserved while growing membership and promoting financial wellness. We also have two upcoming CU Insight Mastery courses, our interactive four-week learning experiences designed to help credit union professionals build practical skills that support long-term success. In August, Farwell will present Accelerate Outcomes, Change at the Speed of Trust, helping leaders navigate change more effectively and build the trust needed to drive meaningful results. Then in September, Rochdale will present ERM Mastery, Build the Program, Lead the Culture, Drive the Strategy, offering practical guidance for building a stronger enterprise risk management program and creating a risk-aware culture throughout your credit union. For more information on these and other upcoming industry events, be sure to visit cuinsight.com/featured-events. We hope to see you at an upcoming event.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Filene Research Institute strengthens organizations through innovative research and incubation to improve consumer financial well-being. As an independent cooperative finance think tank, Filene's membership network connects a community of leaders and bright minds to change lives through innovation, truth, and cooperation. In addition to delivering cutting-edge, actionable academic research, Filene also provides incubators to test and scale solutions, events to spark organizations into action, and advisory services to help accelerate and implement innovation. For more information, visit filene.org. MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver.
I'll admit, over the past few years, as I've observed a local credit union sponsoring a heavy metal concert featuring bands like Megadeth, I've been intrigued. But the more I learned, the more I realized it's more than just a concert. It's about partnerships, purpose, and the planning that goes into creating a signature community event. In my conversation with Steve Kanan, president and CEO of Ultra Federal Credit Union, we'll explore what other credit unions can learn from the experience and how they can think differently about engaging their own communities. Steve, thank you for joining me. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Ultra Federal Credit Union is my credit union, so I take a pride in having this conversation with you. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about specifically is the Ultra Rocks series, and it benefits the Ultra Rocks Scholarship, but I'm hoping you could tell me a little bit more about how that all came to be and how it works in the community.
Well, great. And thanks for having me, Greg. I appreciate it. You know, it started back in 2021 when Copeland Park and Events had a concert. Stone Temple Pilots came into town and it went off really well. And I think it became clear that there was a demand for rock music in this town and there wasn't a lot of opportunities for national acts to come in and play. And we happened to be looking for a local event to put our name on. And it just so happens the owner of the Copeland Park and Events and I got together and we started talking about this concert series and it came to be in 2022. And so we've had shows in 2022, 2023 and 2024. And then we didn't have any last year and we've got a few lined up for 2026. And basically I think it's great for the community. I'm sure the chamber loves us because it's good for the bar, restaurant, hotels and so on and so forth. But I think it also provides an opportunity for the local community to see national acts in the rock music genre. And so, and it just was missing in this community. So we've had great turnout. And the good news with great turnout is that a portion of those ticket sales goes to support the Ultra Rocks Scholarship Program. So so that scholarship program is for students enrolled in a university, technical school, or a certification program of some sort that can demonstrate a financial need. And so it's a win-win. The community wins. You know, the Copeland Park and Events, a great partner of ours, they win. And the scholarships, the folks that, you know, have a chance to apply for those scholarships, they win. And so it's really been awesome. We've been real happy with how it's gone. It's a great community collaboration between Copeland Park and Events, Ultra, some other sponsors. This year, we have Oktoberfest Grounds involved, the Lacrosse Center involved, and even 608 Brewing is involved this year because we've created an Ultra Rocks beer, which sales of that beer also support the Ultra Rocks Scholarship Program.
And I do see, the Ultra Federal Credit Union logo on a number of things throughout the community, including the Ultra Rocks events, but also just the support in general that you provide throughout our region here. It's interesting to me too. So when I was in college, I was in a band. We played some Stone Temple Pilots. So I do like the genre. But you have Megadeth coming this year, and you've had bands like Bush and Skillet. So there's been a lot of more on the heavier side of rock, if you will. How does that get decided, and how does that come to be?
Well, it's not as easy as it sounds. I'll say that. You know, there's so many factors involved, and we're trying to stick to, like, you know, 90s to current rock in that range. And, you know, there's so much involved in what band is touring, routing, are they coming through this area? When are they coming through this area? And of course, Ultra Rocks, the concert series, has to share Copeland Park and Events with the Lacrosse Loggers. There's baseball schedule there in the summer, so some dates are not possible. So And then you've got costs and stage considerations and so on and so forth. So it is not an easy process. You just don't go out and pick bands. So you have Copeland Park and Events has an agent they're using who's connected in the rock world and talks to bands, agents, and it's a numbers game. I know they reach out to just many bands, and it's just, it has to, a lot of planets have to line up for it to work. And then we'll talk, and I happen to be a rock fan, and Ben is as well, at down at Copeland Park and Events, and we talk, and he goes, that'd be a good fit for Alter Rocks, and the numbers work on his end, and then if the date works, it gets booked, and we've been lucky so far. Last year, we didn't have success. We weren't able to pull off a show last year, but we've got two this year, and maybe a possible third that's not announced yet, so... Yeah, a lot of things got to line up, but we've had some great acts in lacrosse that would not have happened without this partnership. Very proud of that.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it does differentiate this series from a lot of the other music events and things that take place in our community here. And again, with the benefits going to the Alter Rocks Scholarship, it really does have an impact on the lacrosse area and the Cooley region that we live in. So again, Steve, I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Appreciate you being on the CU Insight Trendline podcast, and look forward to seeing you around.
Great. Thanks for your interest in Alter Rocks. Hope to see you down there.
All right. Additional information on the Ultra Rocks concert series can be found at copeland.com/ultra-rocks-2026/. And now here's John Pettit with our top trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is The Cookie Lawsuit Wave, Why Your Credit Union's Website is a Target, and How to Take It Off the List, from Next Left's John McCusick. If your credit union's website uses Google Analytics, chat widgets, or marketing pixels, you may have a legal risk you didn't know existed. John breaks down a growing wave of lawsuits tied to old wiretapping laws, explains why credit unions are attractive targets, and shares practical steps you can take now to help avoid becoming the next one. I recently asked John, if a credit union discovers today that its website is vulnerable, what are the first actions it should take in the next 30 days to reduce its legal risk without disrupting its marketing efforts?
If I found out I had a vulnerability around cookie tracking, I would first do an audit of what pixels and third-party tracking are on my website. From there, I would remove any ones that I don't use anymore. Google Analytics is on a lot of websites and is usually required or really helps you tell what's going on with your traffic. So you may want to keep that. From there, I would sign up for a tool like CookieYes, where you get the consent banner to allow people to consent into being tracked by third parties.
Thanks, John. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Greg, back to you.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of CUinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.